Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala, and today we talk all things soccer with head coach Rod Mooney of the girls soccer team for your Humble Wildcats. First, Coach, great to have you back on. We talked a lot in the winter about basketball. Now it's already soccer season.
Yeah, it warms up and here we go. We get outside and we start kicking the ball around and pretty soon we're going to have ourselves a season.
You've already been practicing, I believe, for about a week or so. How's that gone?
It's gone really well. You know, we've got 27 kids out. The weather's been awesome. We've only had to practice in the gym one time in the time that I've been here, which has been quite a while. We've never got to just start outside and on the field, so been really nice. A little cold sometimes, but not that bad.
Obviously, was not here last year, but I'm just curious, what's the outlook of your team coming off last year's season?
You know, we've got a good mix of young kids and kids that have had a lot of experience. We've got six seniors out. We've got five juniors. We've got eight sophomores and eight freshmen. You know, that's a pretty good mix. And we've got a lot of kids that are coming back that played a lot of minutes last year, you know, as underclassmen and older kids. So we put ourselves in a position where, you know, we've seen plenty of varsity soccer, and I think that this group can be as competitive as any we've had. So we're excited to get going, excited to see how it looks, and you know, kind of see how we shape up against competition. You know, we've been going after each other for about a week now, and so it'll be exciting to see when we put it on the field. A week from Friday, we're just kind of chomping at the bit to get going right now.
And for those that just aren't familiar on the girls on your team, can you just talk about the players on your team, some names that Wildcats fans should be aware of?
Sure, I can. I'll start in the back. Our goalie this year is Maria Elizondo. She played a lot of minutes for us last year and did a really nice job. She's a strong kid and a good communicator, and she's aggressive, and you know, those are all three skills that we're looking for out of our goalkeepers. Jezebel Pacheco Reyes will also back her up. Played a little bit of goalie last year, and she's a senior, so she's been around enough to know kind of what's going on. Defensively, we're looking at a lot of different kids right now, but primarily Jada Vitzum and Ella Olson, Claire Weidert, and Riley Donahue have all played a lot of minutes for us, you know, even last year and the years before that. There's a good mix of size and speed there, and some kids that can communicate well and, you know, kind of lock up our defensive half. Christian Keenest is also in the mix there as a senior who, same deal, been around the program and has done a nice job of getting better year in and year out. The midfield, we're looking at Grace Smith and Tyler Smith as outside midfielders, and along with Addie Thompson, who's new to our program. Inside midfielders, probably Reagan Lee and Elsie Hubble. Sorry. Those four or five kids are pretty interchangeable, and I think, you know, the way we play, they're going to do a lot of traveling up and down the field, and so I think all five are going to be rotating pretty seamlessly, and we'll probably need them too. And I should add, Haley Saturn also will work in our midfield. She's come along a lot since she started, and she's really doing some good things in practice. So really, that gives us six midfielders that we can sort of rely upon. As forwards, you know, we're talking about Ava McIntyre, who's played a lot of minutes as a forward last year for us, along with Ashley Carvajal and Lily Allison. Ashley got some time as a forward last year and some as a midfielder. And then Lily's a freshman, so but has done a nice job coming in and being aggressive. And then we have a strong JV squad that we'll work on figuring out if some of those kids mix in or not, because it's early in the season, and you know, who even knows where you end up sometimes.
And just looking at this season, you start play, I believe, on Friday against Belmont Clemmie. But first, I just want to ask you about the North Central Conference. I don't know if there's a poll that comes out, but can you talk about what's your thoughts on what the conference will look like this year?
Well, first of all, we have a North Central Conference soccer schedule for the first time ever. The conference schools ratified it. Will include Garner, Hayfield, Ventura, and Belmont Clemmie as you know, quote-unquote conference schools for how this goes. But, you know, so we're super excited about that. We're kind of playing for a conference championship for the first time ever. So we're excited about that. Iowa Falls has been a strong program for the last couple of years, and Clear Lake has been a strong program for the last couple of years. And, you know, we've played pretty competitive matches with both of them. Excited to get going and see how that goes, see how we match up this year. Garner and Belmont and Hampton are all team, and Webster City are all teams that, you know, we've been playing for the last few years anyway. Just excited to see, you know, this first conference go around and see how it goes. You know, it's something we've been kind of working towards for a long time, so it's kind of exciting.
First game against Belmont Clemmy on Friday. What are you looking for in your team in that first game?
Well, we're hoping to be aggressive. I'm a fairly aggressive mindset as a coach. You know, I like to get our offense up and really bring our defense up and hopefully keep the ball on their half of the field and bang quite a lot of shots at their goal and hopefully a few sneak past them and try to get back and be as sound as we can defensively while that's happening. We're really working on trying to build up into our attacking third and create a numbers advantage, not get caught in transition and hustling back and making sure that we cover up our own goal.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time and wish you luck on the upcoming season.
All right, thank you very much.
That is Rod Mooney, the head coach of the Humble Wildcats girls soccer program. Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine on 97.7 The Bolt.